Welcome to Just Traveling, brought to you by Our Radio, a community of the Low Vision Resource Center. I'm Jeff Ebner, and during the next half hour, we'll be traveling to Israel, Countries of the World by Lisa Owens. A visit to Israel. Your body tenses with anticipation as you board the bus that will take you into the heart of Israel, Jerusalem. While your friends prefer tropical isles, rugged wilderness, and sophisticated cities, you have always sought places layered with history and mysticism, places with secrets. Israel holds thousands of years of secrets. Glimpses of bright limestone flash past your window, and the present seems to be striped away with reveal the past as you travel deeper into Jerusalem. The bus stretches to a stop. You step outside, squinting in the hot sun, and find the walls of the old city towering above you. Jerusalem's old city is home to places sacred to Jews, Muslims, and Christians. You are eager to explore some of them and much more. The Dome of the Rock. You walk through the arches gated into sacred core of Jerusalem and take a moment to get your bearings. You see the Temple Mount, a vast complex where some of the holiest cities in Jerusalem, Islam, and Christianity are concentrated. The Dome of the Rock sits atop a Temple Mount. A golden oasis is a desert of limestone. Its gilded dome stands out in the city's architect. You head toward the famous Muslim shrine, wanting to beat the afternoon crowds. You make it through security and climb to the top of the complex. Up close, the splendor of the dome is revealed only by the intricate inscriptions and brilliantly colored tiles that adorn the walls below. You examine the tiles closely, admiring the grace of the Arabic script and the beauty of the floral patterns painted in rich blues and greens. It is hard to believe this shrine is more than 100 years old. The Western Wall. Next, you make your way down to Jerusalem's holiest shrine, the Western Wall, or Walling Wall. It is all that remains of the ancient temple that once held the tablets inscribed with the Ten Commandments. According to Jewish and Christian beliefs, these tablets were revealed to Moses by God and forms part of the wall surrounding the Temple Mount. You enter the plaza in front of the Western Wall and are immediately struck by the reverence of those in prayer. People of all ages and variety of backgrounds have come to this place to feel closer to the divine. As you move toward the expanse of limestone, you see a group of Orthodox Jews. The men, who are separated from the women by a barrier called mehitza, wear traditional clothing, black suits and wide-brimmed black hats. They have beards and their sideburns hang in long curls. You watch them as they study Jewish scripture, the Torah, and pray. You are mesmerized by how the men sway their upper bodies forward and back as they chant. You squeeze into a narrow space at the wall. The limestone is cool and rough against your palm. A few hardy plants have taken root in the cracks. Tradition seemed to have claimed a space between the blocks. You reach into your pocket and pull out a carefully folded slip of paper on which you have written a prayer. After a couple attempts at respectfully inserting it into a tiny crack along the thousands of other prayers, you give up and unceremoniously jam on it. You look up, expecting disapproval, stars, but those around you are standing with their foreheads pressed against the stone, their eyes closed. You do the same and try to let the history of this place seep through your skull. Suddenly, chanting music fills the air. It seems to come from all directions. You recognize the language is Arabic. It is the Muslim call to prayer. You listen quietly for a few moments. A step back from the wall to watch the steady movement of Muslim families toward the Aqsa Mosque, which also occupies the Temple Mount. Close quarters. Your stomach grows as you leave the complex. It is time to find some food. As you wander through the narrow streets of the Muslim quarter, you cannot escape the heavy scent of the Middle Eastern spices. Market stalls are everywhere. Local and tourists alike haggle with the vendors. You stop and stall where a man is selling an Israel favorite, falafel or balls or fried chickpeas. You watch as the scoops into the pita, a type of flat bread that opens like a pocket and is a staple of Middle Eastern cuisine, and nod in an agreement as he loads on chopped cucumbers and tomatoes, sauces and other condiments. Munching happily, you continue their souks or open markets of the Muslim quarter. The celebratory atmosphere here sharply contrasts the solemnity of the Temple Mount. Arabic music and shopkeepers call echo through the streets. You pass shop after shop, overflowing with goods of all kind. Women run their hands over brightly colored fabric. Children gaze longingly at mountains of sweets. Men barter over piles of fresh produce and aromatic herbs. People jostle you as they brush past, but you are too excited to mind. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Next, you meander through the quieter Jewish quarter and the Armenian quarter, which people from around the Asian country of Armenia have settled, on your way to the Christian quarter, where you have one last stop to make. The dual domes of this Church of the Holy Sepulchre rise above a small crunchy yard. Christians build this church over the place where they believe the founder of their religion, Jesus Christ, was crucified, buried, and later rose from the dead. You move slowly through the candlelit building, pausing before shrines where pilgrims kneel to pray and stopping often to admire the ornate religious artwork. Soon you are in the carnivorous room beneath the main dome. Hushed voices echo. You join the quant of people wanting and waiting to enter the chamber where Christ's tomb lies. As you pass through the dimly lit shrine, you are again swept up by the mystical aura that seems to surround everything in the old city. You emerge as the sun is just beginning to set. You wind through the tangled streets toward the city walls. When you glance back at one last time at the golden dome of the rock, it seems to glow from within. During the ride back to your hotel, you reflect on the events of the day. It was inspiring to see many people of different cultures and backgrounds sharing this incredible city. Israel and Judaism. Israel occupies sacred ground. Its land is precious to people of many faiths, and they have fought over it for millennia. Today, Israel is especially dear to Jews. It was established as a Jewish state and is the only country in the world where Judaism is a primary religion. Jews believe that in ancient times, God promised the land of Israel to them. After generations of conflict, hardship, and discrimination, they officially claimed it as their homeland in 1948. More than three-fourths of Israelis are Jewish, meaning they belong to the same ethnic group and hold the same religious beliefs as the ancient people of Israel. The influence of the culture and the belief system they share can be seen in all aspects of daily life. the language, the food, the holidays, the clothing, and the political battles. Jews come from all over the world to experience the special sense of belonging they feel in Israel. Diversity and conflict. Israel occupies a region formerly known as Palestine. Since the 600s, this region has been home to Arabs and ethnic groups whose members primarily follow the religion of Islam. Arabs have been in conflict with Jews over the Holy Land for centuries, long before Israel was established. Today, Israel has acquired control of the vast majority of what once was Palestine. Jews and Arabs continue to fight over the right to claim the Holy Land as their own. You notice the effects of this conflict. The ever-present armed Israel soldiers, the walls erected between Jewish and Arab communities, and the heated debates among impassioned citizens. For the most part, though, Israel is a friendly place. Its people are warm and open. Its cities, crowded with natives, immigrants, and tourists, are proof that diversity and peace can coexist. You have never visited a country so rich in culture, history, and tradition. After one day, you have barely scratched the surface of what Israel has to offer. You cannot wait to continue your adventure. Geography, a varied landscape. Israel is a relatively small country. Its 8,000 square miles make it slightly bigger than the U.S. state of New Jersey. Israel has an astounding array of geographic features and microclimates. Traveling through the country from north to south, visitors will discover rugged mountains, fertile plains, and vast expanses of desert. Golden beaches in the east rise into green hills before the land dips into the river valley to the west. In winter, Israel can easily escape the frigid highlands with an hour's drive to the sun-drenched shores of the Dead Sea. Israel's varied landscape is defined by what it lacks: water. The Jordan River, which fills the Sea of Galilee, is the main source of fresh water in Israel. Israel relies heavily on the river for agricultural and household use, plumbing large quantities of its water into the drier regions of the country. Overuse of this precious resource, in addition to frequent periods of drought, make water shortages a continual threat. Despite these concerns, Israel has managed to turn their country into a land of abundance. Israel on the map. Israel is a narrow sliver of the Middle East along the Mediterranean Sea. Its location and junction of Europe, Africa, and Asia, as well as the cultural center of the monastic world, makes Israel far more important than its diminutive size suggests. Israel shares its border with four countries: Lebanon to the north, Syria to the northeast, Jordan to the east, and Egypt to the southwest. The Mediterranean Sea is located on Israel's western coast. Southern Israel tapers to the point that dips into the Gulf of Aqaba, an inlet of the Red Sea. This point drives a wedge between Egypt and Jordan. Israel also shares borders with two largely anonymous Palestinian territories, the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. The West Bank was once administered by Jordan, and the Gaza Strip was once administered by Egypt. After acquiring these territories in 1967, as a result of the armed conflict, Israel agreed to gradually relinquish them to the Palestinian Authority in exchange for peace. As of 2012, the permanent status of these territories had yet to be determined. The lay of the land. Israel encompasses four major geographic regions: Mediterranean coastal plains, highlands, Negev, and Great Rift Valley. The coastal plain sweeps along the Mediterranean Sea, Many of Israel's cities, including the Tel Aviv and the Haifa, stand on this flat, narrow strip of land. Sandy beaches at the water's edge give way to fertile farmland dotted with vineyards and citrus groves farther inland. Mountains and hills cover northern and central Israel. The mountains of Galilee in the far north contain Israel's highest point, Mount Meron. Its peak rises 3,900 feet above sea level and is occasionally dusted with snow. Across the plains to the south of Galilee rises the Mount Carmel range, which extends from Haifa to upper reaches of the western bank. The Yarkon and the Kishon River flows west through the mountains and valleys and empties into the Mediterranean Sea. A ridge of high runs north to the south through the center of the country, stretching from the west bank to the northern edge of the Negev Desert. Jerusalem is nestled among these hills, which are referred to as the Samarian Hills north of Jerusalem and the Gihon Hills to the south. The Negev Desert occupies the southern half of Israel. Its sandy expanse grows increasingly arid toward the southern tip of the country. Few people live in the desert. Over millions of years, wind and water have sculptured the land into craters, cliffs, and stubbly stirred hills. The Red Sea quenches the southernmost sands of the Negev, the sunny city of the elite Basque on the coast. A crack in the earth's crust forms a deep valley along the eastern border of Israel. The Great Rift Valley slices from headwaters of the Jordan River through the Mozambique and eastern Africa. The Jordan River flows south through northern Israel and into the Sea of Galilee, forming part of Israel's eastern border. It exits this large freshwater lake and continues as long as borders with Jordan until it empties into the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is one of the most interesting geographic features in Israel. The body of water is so salty, nothing but bacteria can live in it. Its high salt content makes floating easy, and its mud and minerals are believed to have healing powers. These unique qualities draw masses of tourists to the Dead Sea each year. Major cities. Approximately two-thirds of Israel live in three major cities, Tel Aviv, Haifa, and Jerusalem. Each city has a distinctively different character. The Israelites have a saying, "In Jerusalem we pray, in Tel Aviv we play, and in Haifa we work." Tel Aviv is Israel's largest and most sophisticated city, and it has become an important economic and cultural center. Its modern skyscrapers overlook the Mediterranean Sea. This beachside city has also become the primary destination for Israelis and tourists seeking entertainment and the vibrant nightlife. Haifa is the second most populous city in Israel. Located in northern Israel, Haifa is the country's primary port of the Mediterranean and Israel commute. There to work in factories, they turn out food products, steel parts, cement, textiles, and other goods. Haifa also boasts diverse residential communities and institutions of higher learning. Jerusalem is Israel's most famous city and its spiritual center. Its holy sites attract residents with varying ethnicities, religious beliefs, and languages. Ancient tradition reigns within the walls of the old city, while high-rise buildings, traffic jams, and other markers of modernity dominates the rest of Jerusalem. While Jerusalem mainly religious sites bring myriad people together, an attitude of diverseness prevails. The city is currently split between Jews and Arabs, who continue to battle for the total control. Seasons and climate. Israel experiences mild, rainy, wet winters between October and April, and hot, dry summers between May and September. Due to the country's geographic diversity, the climate varies from region to region. The North Mediterranean coast is pleasantly warm and humid year-round. Northern Israel is cooler in the summer and receives more rain and sometimes snow in winter. The Negev Desert, Jordan Valley, and Red Sea coast are inhospitable. Hot and dry, with summer temperatures soaring above 100 degrees Fahrenheit and virtually no rain. In addition to droughts and searing heat, these areas are prone to other weather extremes: sandstorms, frequent sweeps across the desert, and dangerous flash floods are common in winter. Animals and nature. Paradise Regained. The mountain gazelle is one of Israel's signature animals. Although it is classified as a vulnerable species, it is rare and or extinct in many surrounding countries. The mountain gazelle has found shelter in Israel. It is a protected species in the country, and despite habitat loss and other threats, Israel's mountain gazelles number approximately 3,000. Small herds of mountain gazelles travel across northern and central Israel. They gaze on hardy plants, especially the uca trees. Their ability to survive for long periods without water allow them to flourish in Israel's dry Negev and Jordan Valley regions. Mountain gazelles are slender, with long necks and rigid horns that young males use to fight over mates. If a mountain gazelle encounters a hungry wolf or jackal, it can sprint up to 50 miles per hour to escape. Predation is just one of the major threats facing Israel's mountain gazelles. After thousands of gazelles succumbed to foot and mouth disease in 1985, their population has continued to decline. Construction and other human activities have resulted in habitat loss. The reduced flow of the Jordan River makes it increasingly difficult for the plants and gazelles eat to grow. Hunting, legal and illegal, has also taken a toll on Israel's mountain gazelle population. Legal protection and multiple nature reserves many to help the symbol of the Israel grow in number. Highlands and plains. Israel is home to far more than the mountain gazelle. The country's wildlife reflects the diversity of its landscape. More than 28,000 species of plants have taken root in Israel's varied soils. The country is also home to approximately 100 species of mammals, 100 species of reptiles and amphibians, and 500 species of birds. Even the farthest reaches of its desert teem with life. The highlands and plains are lush and green. Oak trees and evergreen shrubs soften the mountains and hills of northern Israel. Sycamore figs have grown in the regions since biblical times. During the rainy season, the highlands are graced with bright blooms. Irises, daisies, hicatus, crocuses, limpines, and poppy decorate the hillside. The plains are largely cultivated, and fruit trees blossom early in spring. Their flowers replaced by oranges and olives. Other species of gazelle join the mountain gazelle in its highlands. Wild boars, badgers, foxes keep to wooded areas. Named for the distinctive coats, weasels, like marble polecats, slink through the hills in search of food. Woodlands in the Hula Valley, the northmost part of the Great Rita Valley, are haven for aquatic birds, including cranes, egrets, and pelicans. Desert. Vegetation in the Negev Desert and southern part of the Jordan Valley is sacred. However, achaia trees, cacti, and succulents, and other drought-tolerant plants survive. Farmers often use the few oases in the Negev to grow date palms. Wild goats called ibex ramble over the northern Negev. The Nubian ibex has long curved horns. Desert gazelles also live in the Negev and in the arid Rift Valley. Caracals and the occasional leopard are fierce desert predators. The hyenas scavenge their kills. The fennec is a smallest type of fox. Its larger ears help keep it cool during the day, while its thick fur keeps it warm at night. Rodent-like hydrixes sunbathe on rock. They must watch out for the deadly saw-scaled viper and other venomous snakes. Tortoises and lizards can also be spotted on the sands of the Negev. Lizards called argamas turn brilliant shades of blue, red, and yellow when they are ready to mate. Seas and lakes. Israel's seas and freshwater lakes are home to Madrid as aquatic life. Colorful damselfish swim in the Sea of Galilee along with barbels, bottom-feeding blennies, catfish, and a type of tilapia, often called St. Peter's fish or conefish. Mouth breeders can also be found. Mouth breeders have a unique way of raising young. The mother lays eggs mature inside the mouth. Off the Mediterranean coast, anchovies, bluefin tuna, groupers, hake, and sea bass struggle for survival. Endangered by multiple factors, sea turtles occasionally surface to breathe. Rays glide majestically through the warm waters while sharks dart after prey. Divers can spot octopus, jellyfish, eels, and lizardfish. Shellfish such as crabs and shrimp are also common in the Mediterranean Sea. Corrals have been built underwater paradise along Israel's Red Sea coast. The reefs provide shelter for jewel-toned fish, delicate anemones, and sea turtles, including the critically endangered hawksbill turtle. Manta rays glide through the water, and huge humphead walruses drift in search of small shellfish to eat. Giant whale sharks sometimes make their way into the Red Sea. They open this massive jaws to let the plankton, while their smaller relatives feast on the plankton reef fish. The port city, Eilat, has sites where visitors can watch and meet dolphins. The skies. Its location at the center of three continents makes Israel an important stop for migrating birds. In the fall and spring, the skies above the Mediterranean coast and the Jordan Valley fill with flocks of winged travelers. More than 500 million birds fly over Israel on their way to spend winters in Africa and summers in Europe or Asia. The hundreds of different species include cranes, pelicans, storks, gulls, flamingos, and terns, eagles, falcons, sparrows, larks, buntings, and wobblers also pass through Israel on their journeys. Bird watchers come from all over the world to witness Israel's bird superhighway. They gather near Eilat or around the wetlands in Galilee region. With most Israels appreciate their feathered visitors, this impressive number of birds can also cause problems. Pilots of commercial and military aircraft must be extra careful to avoid these collisions. Well, that's my time for today. I hope you've enjoyed traveling to Israel with me. On behalf of Our Radio and the Community of Low Vision Resource Center, I'm Jeff Ebner. Until the next time, have a blessed day.